This week's edition of the Chamber Corner is brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialists. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. And energize. Here is Jeff Bacon, the Executive Director of the Chamber. Good morning, sir.
This one?
I knew you would.
Maybe a little space still happening?
Well, it's post.
Post, right.
It's the aftermath of the big event that maybe nobody wants to hear any more about.
The afterglow, maybe.
The afterglow. I love that. Well, good morning. We survived.
Morning.
Here we are. We're survivors.
A lot of folks would be quite happy to not hear about the eclipse for a while.
Yeah?
But I do need to give a shout-out to all of the people that helped get our valley into the best possible position to manage what could have been, even though it wasn't. Luckily, there are a lot of agencies that spent a lot of effort to make sure our valley was ready for the worst. And say what you will about the outcome, but it really felt like we were ready. And for that, I'm very proud of our community. I want to give a huge thanks to everyone that had anything to do with this year's eclipse preparation. Thanks also to the many surrounding communities that sent resources to help us be prepared. We had personnel from so many different areas, and we sincerely appreciate their time and efforts. The Great American Eclipse is now in the River Mirror, and for all the new umbrophiles, the next solar eclipse will pass over Chile, Buenos Aires, and Argentina on July 2nd, 2019. The next one to hit the U.S. will be on April 8th, 2024, and that comes in at Texas and leaves through Nova Scotia. So,
okay, so start planning that trip to Nova Scotia.
Put it really in your calendar.
Right.
But now back to regular everyday life, and not a lot happening around the valley this weekend as we gear up for Labor Day. And again, lots going on for Labor Day weekend. Bellevue is going to have their Labor Day festivities happening this year. Of course, that's the parade there. They've got a 5K run. Park's going to be full of great things to do, and this all happens on Sunday and Monday, September 3rd and 4th. The city of Bellevue has been doing this for 93 years now.
Woo!
Yeah, what a great tradition for our valley. If you haven't been or haven't been for a while, make plans to be in Bellevue for another great Labor Day celebration. Go to BellevueIdaho.us for more information. And, of course, Rebecca's Private Idaho, also happening again this year. Lots of festivities around this great new event for the valley. Check out RebeccasPrivateIdaho.com for more info and a full schedule of events. And the granddaddy of them all, right? That's the voice, Keith Jackson. Wagon Days will be back in Ketchum starting Friday, September 1st, and going through the long weekend. Saturday, September 2nd, the Big Hitch Parade starts at 1 p.m. right Sun Valley Road and Main Street. This is the largest non-motorized parade in the Pacific Northwest. And again, if you haven't seen this, you got to be there.
Be prepared to be dazzled.
It's really cool. They've got these six enormous ore wagons all tied together, pulled by a 20-mule jerk line, and it is quite a sight. After the parade, Lucas Nelson and his band were performing on East Avenue for a good old-fashioned street party, and the parade and street party just small parts of everything happening over the whole Labor Day weekend. So check out the full schedule of events at wagondays.net.
All right. You have your Barry White voice today.
I do. It's maybe just, yeah, post-eclipsics. I don't know.
All right. Well, can you believe summer's almost over?
Oh, don't say that.
We got these last few huge events coming up, and then the sound of silence.
Let's go for a long Indian summer.
I'm in.
Into January, maybe.
I am in, brother. You're speaking my language. Jeff Bacon with the Chamber, this week's edition of the Chamber Corner.